All right, so Courtney may have made a mistake about 6 months ago with a guy. Now wants to know how she can recover. Group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJS.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need some help. I may have fumbled this one.
Okay.
So about 6 months ago, met this guy through mutual friends. Mm-hmm. We hung out a handful of times, always had a really easy, fun vibe, and eventually shot a shot with me.
Oh.
And what did I do?
Yes.
I panicked. Mm-hmm. Told him he felt, quote, too much like my brother to date.
Okay.
At the time, I think I just wasn't ready for anything, and that was the first excuse my brain grabbed.
Mm-hmm.
He handled it well, didn't make things awkward, but we definitely drifted after that.
Sure.
Fast forward to now, I keep thinking about him, and I'm realizing I may have completely misread my own feelings back then. Turns out comfortable and easy might actually be what I want, not what I should run from. So now I'm stuck. How do you go from you're like a brother to wait, actually, maybe you're not, without sounding insulting?
Oh, geez.
Is there any coming back from that, or did I totally kill it because of what I said?
No, I don't. I think you're reading too into it, because I think if you came back and showed interest, he'd be fine.
She said, do I casually just reach out and test the waters? Do I address what I said head on? Do I accept that I missed my chance and let this one go? I'd love to hear if anyone else has ever successfully escaped the friend zone, especially if you were the one who put them there.
All right. Yeah, I mean, Courtney, I think it's easy. I think, like, I don't know his vibe, but
Do you think she says, hey, turns out I want to kiss my brother now?
Turns out, what state do we live in?
Is that the line we start with?
Turns out I want to kiss my brother.
Turns out I want to kiss my brother.
Turns out. Guess what?
That's probably not the best way to go about it. Probably
guess
not.
Guess what?
Although I'd laugh. Maybe that would break the ice.
That may break the ice. I think that might be a good way to do it.
Is it bad to say, I think I want to kiss my brother?
I mean, I think I want to kiss my brother. I think I want to kiss my brother.
Why did I say that?
Hey, John. So, remember that whole, like, you're like my brother thing?
Remember the one time?
Guess what?
I think I want to kiss my brother.
I'm
crushing on my brother.
Oh, I think I want to kiss my brother. That is so weird.
So twisted, that is people. So someone's driving through town
I knew Kentucky was all about
from
that.
I'm here, and they're going, what are they talking about?
I know. We're not helping the stigma.
We are not at all.
It's all good, though. It's all good.
Jen's like, hey, step bro.
Hey, step bro.
Make it a step bro.
Oh.
It's not nearly as bad.
Jeez. All right, 502-795-1997. I'd love to hear, especially if you friend zoned someone and you got over that.
Right, and you were like, oh, happened? Maybe that was a mistake.
Yeah,
that was too harsh of a judgment.
Yeah, actually, maybe friends are good way to start.
Right.
Right? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories. All right, so Courtney friend-zoned a guy about 6 months ago. I was kind of wondering, hey, how do I recover from friend-zoning him, saying he's more like a brother, and that's why we can't see each other? It's 99.7 DJX. That's where we are with group therapy.
I get it. She kind of thinks, wow, I mean, that is a harsh thing to tell him. Like, you're not getting out of that little hole you dug. Laura says, I can't give good advice for this, LOL. I made such stupid, embarrassing mistakes when I was younger.
Listen, Laura, that is... That's the best learning experience right there.
She's throwing up her hands like, well, I got nothing. Sounds like something I would have done.
That sounds like something I would have done. Adam rolls in with some pretty rational advice. Says it's easy. She has to be direct, though. Say, hey, been rethinking things with us. Appreciate how you handled my hesitation before. I actually think I'm ready to explore this more and give, quote, us a try if you're still interested. So just needs to kind of be humble, flirty, and direct.
Like, okay.
I like that, Adam.
That is good. That's good. And then I think we need to apologize to Carrie.
What did we do?
So, well, first of all, an earlier conversation, we were just congratulating the winner of $1,000. And then you make your standard joke.
My standard joke?
Yes, based on their reaction.
This is what it would be like if she saw him, when she saw a man naked for the first time.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So her 5-year-old said, why are they saying naked? And then we go into this conversation, and I had suggested that maybe she open with an icebreaker, like, oh, it turns out I want to kiss my brother.
Yeah.
It's just like that same 5-year-old is now saying, I want to kiss my brother over and over and over again. I'm going to need you guys to go to school and explain why.
Okay. Tell us what school, what time we need to be there.
I'm so sorry. We need to go on an apology tour for the moms.
Now, Becca rolls in and says, hey, before messing with his emotions, just consider your own feelings. And if you misread your feelings, or are you actually just lonely and he feels safe in your eyes?
Dang.
Interesting. That's a little bit, that's a deeper layer there, Becca.
That's a lot. It's like you're second guessing the second guessing.
You're second guessing the second guessing, like you're in a spot where you're bored and you're like, well, he seems safe, so might as well kiss my brother.
That feels like a lot of analyzing. And maybe too much analyzing. Because again, it's always a risk when you start dating someone new.
Yeah.
Like you think there could be some sparks.
Sure.
But then turn out maybe they fizzle. And then it's not going to work out after all. But I think she's at the point where she wants to find out.
Couple more here real quick from Adam says, seems like her explanation logical. She panicked. She spit the first thing out her brain said.
Yep.
Just reach out to him. Tell him. Just that. I'm willing to bet he would give her a second chance and may not be an intentional friend zone, but my, quote, now wife, Ben's term, because I always
your current wife.
Yeah.
Currently married.
We knew each other for 7 years before dating, and we've been married for 15. So that whole friend zone thing, friends work.
Yes, exactly. And Crystal's rolling in with another success story. I friend zoned my now husband with the same sentence.
Ah,
they can work out. Best relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah, you seem like a brother.
There you go.
See?
There you go.
All right. Well, let's just say, hey, all is not lost. Just do your thing. Shoot your shot. Let us know.
Benjamin, problematic take. I never said brothers were off the table. That's how you start.
That's how you start it.
Hey, listen, I feel like you misinterpreted what I said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, brothers not entirely off the table. Yeah. All right. Hey, keep us posted. Do your thing. Keep us posted. Can we follow up with you? Can we do it as early as next week?
I need to know if this is going to end up working out. We're pulling for you.
All right. Good luck. That's group therapy on the way.